This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 433.5, up 6. May corn 439.5, up 5.5. July corn 443.5, up 4.25. March soybeans were 1275, up 5.75. May soybeans 1261, up 4.25. July soybeans 1246, up 3.5. March wheat was 553.5, up 2. May wheat 556.25, up 0.25. July wheat 559.75, up 0.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher on Thursday. Higher than expected weekly export sales helped push corn, soybeans, and wheat higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents higher, 407 to 432. Soybean bids were 6 to 10 cents higher at 1240 to 1268. In the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 8 cents higher at 406 to 433. Soybean bids were 5 to 6 cents higher at 1261 to 1284. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 to 7 cents higher at 412 to 434. Soybean bids were steady to a penny higher at 1267 to 1297. Wheat bids were mixed at 535 to 586. Now on to the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids. They were 6 cents higher at $12.81 to $13. Basis was steady to $6.25 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.60.20 to $4.70.20 a ton, and that's $1.90 a ton higher, with the basis steady at $35 to $45 over the March. Illinois Corn Processors Cash Corn Bids were 6 cents higher at $4.34 to $4.42. with the basis steady at option to 8 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producers corn bids 2 to 5 cents higher at 424 to 432. Basis was 1 to 4 cents lower at 10 to 2 under the March. Soybeans ended 3 to 11 cents higher at 1266 to 1289, with the basis mixed at 9 under to 14 over the March. New crop wheat prices were steady at 535 to 545, with the basis steady at 15 to 25 under the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 8 cents higher at 452 to 454. These elevators raised their soybean prices 9 to 10 cents with quotations of 1309 to 1315. Soft wheat closed 2 to 7 cents higher at 579 to 594, and Milo ended the day 6 cents higher at 484 to 489. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 410 to 420, soybeans from 1045 to 1073. In the central part of the state, corn was 415 to 425, and soybeans were 1061 to 1095. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 408 to 430, and soybeans from 1062 to 1104. Wheat ranged from 520 to 550. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle were 142.15, up 7 cents. April live cattle, 140.52, no change. June live cattle, 132.22, up 15 cents. January feeder cattle were 171.67, down 12 cents. March feeder cattle, 168.70, down 52 cents. April feeder cattle, 169.10, down 37 cents. February lean hogs were 86.37, down 15 cents. April lean hogs, 93.62, down 17 cents. May lean hogs, 101.72, up 22 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with a Thursday's the 30th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.09 higher in the range of $75.50 to $81, with the weighted average carcass price of $78.82. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were $2 to $3 higher, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 44 to 52, 4 to 5 weights 45 to 58, 5 to 550 weights 54 to 59, and 550 and up 55 to 60. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $52 up to $56. Receipts so far today for Illinois hogs totaled 11,342. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction for Wednesday, January 29th. They had receipts of 826 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 144 to 151. Select and choice steers were 135 to 143.50. And on to choice slaughter Holstein steers, they were 126.50 to 135.50. Select and choice were 120 to 125. Choice slaughter heifers were 145 to 153. Select and choice heifers were 135.50 to 144. And select heifers were bringing 120 to 121. Now on to Reels Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 165 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 143.50 to 149.50. Select steers were bringing 122. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 128. And select Holstein steers were 107 to 112. Choice slaughter heifers were 143.50 to 150.50. Select and choice heifers were 134.50. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 146.25 and heifers on a live basis at 144. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 253 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $91.49, and that was $1.62 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $230.75, and that was $1.06 lower, with select carcasses at $229.79, and that was 64 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000. That compared to 116,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 385,000, that compared to 334,000 last week and 420,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.31. February corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.32. January corn delivered to Scottville, $4.22. February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.23. January and February beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.84. January wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.58. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.31, corn at Scottville is $4.22, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.84, and wheat at Scottville is $5.58. The U.S. House finally ended its long fight over a farm bill, passing with a large bipartisan majority of 251 to 166, a House-Senate compromise expected to pass in the Senate next week and be signed by the President. 4 years of work and at least 2 years of fighting over a five-year farm bill concluded in the U.S. House, though disputes over food stamps, payment caps, dairy policy, meat labeling, and more will likely continue when the Senate takes up the final bill next week. House Ag Chair and Chief Negotiator Frank Lucas appealed to conservatives and liberals to keep the farm in the farm bill.
No matter how much money we spend on supplemental programs to make sure our fellow citizens have enough to eat, and that's important, never forget, if there's not a product on the shelf, if there's not meat in the case, if there's not vegetables or fruit available, it doesn't matter how much you subsidize. The food has to be there.
Lucas and top House Ag Democrat Colin Peterson stressed the farm bill was a compromise.
I didn't get everything I wanted. The chairman didn't get everything he wanted. That's how the compromise works. For example, there's been a lot of discussion about dairy, but we are moving away from the old dairy program to a new program that I think is much more sensible. It has market signals in it to deal with overproduction. The only question I have is whether they're going to be strong enough. We'll find out.
Peterson was forced by Speaker John Boehner to drop government-mandated milk supply controls to counter possible oversupply from a voluntary new margin insurance program. Meat packers, cattle and hog producers lost a battle to water down country of origin labeling, still challenged in the WTO, and GIPSA meat marketing reforms, while payment caps were tightened, but not as much as both houses first sought. South Central Illinois Republican Rodney Davis called it a common sense farm bill.
We see some common sense reforms to the SNAP program. Our goal should be to get people off of SNAP and into jobs. But Mr. Speaker, this bill is a lesson in fiscal responsibility. It is one of the single largest cuts in mandatory spending that this Congress has done.
The bill includes key EPA, FDA, and other agency pesticide and seed regulatory reforms and saves some $23 billion, most of it in farm and nutrition programs and some in conservation, while maintaining key conservation spending and boosting all-important crop insurance. Once passed by the Senate and signed by the President, it will give producers and their lenders the certainty they feel has been lacking for much too long. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions for an overview of the markets this week. He said there are a couple of interesting dynamics happening on the livestock side.
Well, the fat cattle market's probably the most interesting market that we've seen, with box beef prices surging higher by 20 to 25% over a month's time, allowing the packers to go from losing $100 a head on fat cattle to profits over $100 a head. That's pulled back to about $70 a head profits. We've seen parabolic movement in beef prices, both on the product as well as in the cash and on the futures market. The hog complex expected that to increase demand for pork, and it has to some extent, but at the same time, we're looking at record carcass weights that are helping supply that demand for pork. We continue to hear stories about the PED virus doing damage to pig numbers. In fact, it's been estimated by some in the industry that the PED virus may have inflicted 40% of the hog facilities in the United States, and now it's moved into Canada as well. So we have good support under this market on expectations that we're going to see a decline in hog numbers in the weeks and months ahead. But at the same time, up front, we continue to see prices under pressure because of those record carcass weights that are supplying the meat and just barely exceeding demand, making it tough to keep them in balance.
Suderman also commented on it being time for hay auctions, saying people are still trying to build up supplies from the drought, and even though cattle numbers are at a record low, they're probably consuming more in this frigid weather.
Yeah, I think people become very uncomfortable with those tight supplies and would certainly like to rebuild and have larger supplies available. And with the cold weather that we're seeing right now, that certainly increases the demand as well. Cattle consuming more just to maintain their body weight. So we're going through a winter overall that's increasing consumption.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. The Illinois Pork Expo will be held February 4th through 5th at the Peoria Civic Center and will again offer an agenda that has something for everyone involved with the pork industry: producers, contract growers, employees, allied industry, and youth. This year's Pork Expo has several items that may be of interest to Illinois grain farmers as well. Illinois Pork Expo is sponsored by the Illinois Pork Producers Association. Highlights of the 2014 Illinois Pork Expo schedule include IPPA annual meeting on Tuesday, February 4th, trade show that will begin at noon on Tuesday, February 4th, and will also open Wednesday, February 5th at 8 a.m. All educational seminars will be on Wednesday, February 5th. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.